101.9 FM brings you Habba Radio.
Good evening, Vancouver. How are you doing? It's GAC here. Radio Free GAC is about to start off here. Hopefully you've had a fantastic Thanksgiving thus far, although Miss Sandler, as you may have heard on her show, has to scramble. She's hungry. She's been here for days on end, working on infinite amount of projects and kicking me since I just ramble on anyway. So
I didn't mean to kick you.
That's okay. I needed that. I needed a kick. We all need a kick. So Radio Free GAC starts now. From Gutenberg, Sweden, there's Love Is All with, I'm going to say this five times, Talk, 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 Talk. And that's off their 2005 debut, 9 times that same song. And the band features 3 members from the old Swedish band Girlfriendo, which it's one of those great sort of names. Oh, yes, Girlfriendo, how are you? And it features also another guy from a side project, a few of the members there at the time, called Cat Skills. They've changed their saxophone player once, and their most recent output is last year's album, 100 Things Keep Me Up at Night. And they also had a little EP with 5 cover songs here. So, hi. Welcome to yet another episode of Radio Free GAC here, your cinematically inspired programs on UBC's uplifting community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can listen to us online through the web at citr.ca. If you are tuned into the podcast, welcome aboard. Based on the statistics that are posted up at the front of the station here, you are one of 29 subscribers here. So see if you can find someone, become the 30th. Although I'm sure I'm somewhere in there, so get more. Anyways, my name's GAC. I will be the gravy or the stuffing on your plate here until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. This is sounding really faint here. Hello. There. As well, you can also email me, radiofreegac@gmail.com. So hopefully y'all had your fill of pumpkin pie and roast turkey this long holiday weekend. If not, hopefully you're able to scramble forth and quickly get some. If not, you can always get some tofurkey, some ham, something at least as part of a harvest festival there. And along with company to be thankful with. So I trust you extended your thanks to whatever, whoever it's important to you. And if anything, I thank you for listening. Anyways, this week we'll have a profile on Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a great bit of musical theater there that hit the big screen earlier this decade. And as well, we'll have a tribute to one of the first rap proponents on the radio, plus some French yay-yay pop. We'll begin, though, with a couple new cuts here. We'll start off with Dallas-raised San Francisco musician Dominique Leon, whose name you may have read in the review columns of Pitchfork. He's been championing experimental fringe artists for years, some of whom broke out, like Animal Collective, Boredoms, and Devendra Banhart. So this is from his forthcoming second album, Abstract Expression. So there's Dominique Leon with I'm the Police.
Thank you.
from Melbourne, Australia. There's Teenagers in Tokyo with Isabella, which is the A-side to a forthcoming single through Backyard Records in the UK. And Teenagers in Tokyo, they're a quartet full of very young folks who are finalizing what should be their second album. Though at this point, at least still to this very day, that their first album pretty much was only available as an import. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver.
Look at his face. Is this an album cover? Oh, this is Alviro.
Talking about my generation.
CITR 101.9 FM, in conjunction with the Vancouver Film Festival, present Discorama by Glacé. From 1959 to 1974, Denise Glacé's popular music program Discorama featured everyone who is anyone in French music, from Serge Gainsbourg and Charles Aznavour to Juliette Gréco and Johnny Hallyday. Esther Heffenberg's chronicle of the show is both a vividly entertaining film and an invaluable historical document. Discorama by Glacé, playing Thursday, October 1st at Van City Theatre, Sunday, October 4th at Pacific Cinémathèque, and Sunday, October 11th at Empire Granville. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Now, there is an additional screening of a Discorama by Glacé appearing, and that'll be Friday, October 16th at 9:30 p.m., which at this point is the only way I will be able to see that. So, yeah, it looks promising, and if you're a big fan of French yaya music, that is for you. And what we'll do right now, since I'm a big fan, is we'll play a whole bunch of French pop right now. So what we'll do is we'll listen to a little bit of new and old. I mean, obviously the yaya music we'll listen to now is not going to be, like, pure, you know, that sort of, like, bouncy, stereo gum pop type effect there, but it's still very heartwarming. It's really nice. So what we'll do is we'll start off with the daughter of Serge Gainsbourg, which is Charlotte. And if you actually have been going to the Vancouver International Film Festival as of late, or any other film festival worldwide, everyone knows about the family film, family in sarcastic quotes there, Lars von Trier's Antichrist, which stars Charlotte Gainsbourg along with William Dafoe and some woodland animals. But she has a new album coming out in a couple weeks, featuring production work by Beck Hansen, although we just know him as Beck. So this will be the title track, which you can actually already pick up from her website as a free download. You just have to pop in your email address and away you get it. In France, this is going to be called IRM, which in English is MRI. So I'm not totally sure which one it will be out here, but at the very least, the song is called IRM. Charlotte Gainsbourg, CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. filles.
Quand tu me tiens la main,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
On connaît pas la fin,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Quand tu me dis mon amour,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Y'a pas de musique autour,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Nous on se coupe la parole,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Et nous on a pas de bol,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
On peut pas dire couper,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Et puis recommencer.
C'est pas comme dans les films.
C'est pas mieux en VO.
C'est pas comme dans les films.
On existe en vrai.
C'est pas comme dans les films.
Et parfois on se fait chier.
C'est pas comme dans les films.
On est bêtes et méchants.
C'est pas comme dans les films.
Et ça n'a rien touché. C'est pas filmogénique,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
L'amour a une odeur,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Quand c'est fini tu meurs,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
On est tous figurants,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Premier assistant,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Quand tu me dis mon amour,
c'est pas comme dans les films.
Y'a pas de musique autour.
Yeah.
s'écrit. Tu m'as fait trop de peine quand tout au long des jours, j'attendais que revienne l'écho d'un plus beau jour. Je ne crois plus en tes promesses, tu m'as trop menti. D'autres filles à ces promesses ont déjà dit oui.
Wonderful block there of Yeah Yeah music, starting off with Charlotte Gainsbourg with IRM in tribute to a recent hospital visit where she had a, it turns out that she had a cerebral hemorrhage that needed to be addressed. Then we heard C++, or I guess in French it's C++, with Comme dans les films, French for just like the films. And you can find that on the Pop Act's 2005 album Orienté Objet. Which brings up a lot of French computer programming documentation. It's on Google if you try that. And then after that, with that great voice, that was a vintage Liz Brady with Un Garçon d'Aufie, a boy to a little girl, which you can easily find on Volume 10 of Romulan Records' Girls in the Garage series, subtitled Groovy Gallic Gals. And then we ended up with Chantal Goya with Tu m'as trop menti, You Lied to Me Too, which appears, along with her, in Jean-Luc Godard's 1966 film, along with the soundtrack to Masculin, Féminin. And, yeah, if you're a fan of that type of music, there's a once-a-month night at a backstage lounge on Granville Island called C'Extra, which caters exclusively to this wonderful gem of a genre, and I believe their next night is this, not this Saturday, but the one following, October 24th, where you can get your shimmy on. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here. From Abbotsford, here's the current Georgia Strait and Exclaim cover artist. After a burnout session from their 2007 European tour, You Say Party, We Say Die have recovered, and they sound a lot happier. So from this year's album, Quadruple X, or XXXX, which itself I think is a blocked out term for the word love, here are You Say Party, We Say Die with Dark Days.
Come to me in the dark days. You come to me through fire, you stay. When I go out, you surround me. In the deep of night, you keep me. Dark days.
Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
Up Nation.
DJ Premier with his intro to his Mr. Magic tribute mix that he posted online on October 3rd. And DJ Premier is the instrumental maker behind Gangstar, the rap duo, and along with providing beats for acts from like the most recent release by Royce the 5'9", and then along with Christina Aguilera as well, too. But it was DJ Premier himself who announced to the world that Mr. Magic had died on October 2nd, and we'll have a short tribute in this next set here, listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Mr. Magic was born John Revis in 1956, and from his life, in 1979, he was so into rap music at the time, which was really super early, like Rapper's Delight era. He paid his way onto WHBI in New York City. And with that, he had the first time slot on air devoted to rap music. And come 1982, Super Rock and Mr. Magic moved up to WBLS, main big commercial station in New York, serving up new hip-hop music Friday and Saturday nights there, all mixed by legendary producer Marley Marl live on the 1-2s up until 1989. And you heard a little bit of a sample there from Nas. I think it was off his debut, talking about missing Mr. Magic. And rap music definitely had changed, at least from the presentation standpoint in 89. Mr. Magic promoted a lot of early artists, and he started a couple of grudge matches, most famously with KRS-One and then Public Enemy as well. I think they stole one of his outbursts as a sample for their breakout album. But what we'll do here on Radio Free Gak, we'll kick things off a little bit. Vintage introduction by Mr. Magic here. So we're going to set the Wayback Machine to October 10th, 1981 here. And in the background, I think this is the song that he actually took his name from. So from 1974, this will be Grover Washington's Mr. Magic. And then we'll listen to a couple tracks that Mr. Magic himself promoted.
Good evening and welcome to the hottest music in the Apple. I once again welcome you and yours to the Mr. Magic Disco Showcase 1981. And how you doing tonight, darling? Don't know about you, but I'm doing absolutely, positively fantastic. See, actually, I just got back from the Lower East Side Amphitheater. And by the way, they were filming a motion picture to come out next year called Wild Style, and it's about a graffiti artist from New York City. Well, what we were doing tonight, we were filming a scene, as I said, down in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and I ran into a whole lot of super listeners, by the way. Super listeners like Lisa and Michael, who I promised to give a shout to tonight, and everybody else. Show included, the Cold Crush Brothers, who, by the way, furnished the sound system, and a special thank you to them, Charlie Chase and Tony Tone. We also heard from Busy B and DJ AJ, the fantastic Romantic 5 MCs with DJ Theodore. And we also heard from Double Trouble. And I had the pleasure of meeting Lisa Lee, an up-and-coming star. One of the few female rappers here in New York City. And special congratulations to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, who put on a fantastic show. So when you hear from the picture, make sure you check it out. And yours truly, Super Rockin' Mr. Magic of WHVI-FM. I was the MC for the evening. And for those of you who do not know what I look like, that's a good way to find out. Meanwhile, nothing like super music on a super Saturday night to kind of make you feel super inside. How about this cold weather that we're experiencing? I don't know, I don't think my body has adjusted to the new temperatures, you know? How about you, baby? Since I'm kind of cold, would you like to warm me up tonight? Well, to do so, all you have to do is kind of let your fingers do the walking, then kind of let that bad gay do the talking. Okay, baby? Vibe line number is 873-1120. And should you be calling from outside of the five boroughs, make sure you dial 212 first. Mr. Magic's on your radio. Till 3 o'clock in the Apple, my music will be presented commercial free. So how about calling one of your friends, waking him up, turning him on to Mr. Magic, so I can definitely turn him on to the hottest music in the Apple. We're going to have a couple of dedications tonight. And should you not be able to get through on the vibe line, and you have a special dedication or you would like to wish a happy birthday to somebody, well, what you can do, like so many super listeners, you can drop a postcard or a short letter to the station. Make it out to Mr. Magic, care of WHBI-FM, 80 Riverside Drive, New York City, New York, 10024. Give it to you one more time. That's Mr. Magic, care of WHBI-FM, 80 Riverside Drive, New York City, 10024. Take a couple of blasts from the past, a little bit of music to kind of make you remember what you used to do back in the day. Back in the days when I used to party hardy. I know the feeling. Meanwhile, I gotta give a special shout to Foxy, lovely young lady, over in Fort Lee, New Jersey. We call her Sweet D, but her name is Denise, and she's the lovely wife of a good friend of mine, Sour Sal, listening to Mr. Magic tonight. So how you doing tonight? Meanwhile, at 8 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock in the a.m., here's the weather for New York City and vicinity. Clear and cool overnight, low in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, crisp, and kind of cool today. The afternoon high around 64 degrees. Good football weather, may I add. Clear tonight, overnight.
Having a rap attack.
Somebody get a doctor quick, man. She's having an attack.
She said rap attack, man, not heart attack.
Oh, you mean she's all right then, right?
Of course, man. You never heard of a Mr. Magic rap attack? Where's this guy from?
Well, I heard of a heart attack or a Big Mac attack, but what's a rap attack?
Come here, man. I see I'm having to explain it to you like this. See, a rap attack means DJ's jamming in the street, MC's rapping to the beat. The people downstairs saying they can't sleep, cause the people upstairs are stomping their feet. It's not like they're starting to riot. We'll call the cops, we want some quiet. There's no need for them to get excited. They're just mad because they're not invited.
And Mr. Magic's wand.
see, now I understand what a rap attack is.
Well, it's about time.
All you had to do was explain it to me. But let me ask you a question. How long have they been rocking like this?
Well, rapping's always been around.
Well, it's just that. It's big time now.
Every neighborhood had its own crew.
That meant you against me.
And me against you.
They were jamming every weekend at the neighborhood center.
In charge, small price for the crowds to enter.
The parties would be packed inside and out.
To see who was best at rocking the house.
Why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm concerned, my turn's a bird.
One for the treble, two for the bass. Come on, Debbie D, let's rock this place.
We'll be right back.
background here, we have Davey DMX. As the wonderful girl shouts out all the time, this is one for the treble, Fresh, in its original 12-inch form. Before that, we heard Houdini with Magic's Wand from 1982, a song that covers the rap attack styles that Mr. Magic promoted. If you played Grand Theft Auto, Vice City at all, you'd have heard Mr. Magic there on the Wild Style station on the radio as you drove around in the game. And as we heard from the top, we heard Mr. Magic himself giving a little bit of an October forecast for New York circa 1981, back on his time on WHBI. Now, Mr. Magic didn't suffer a rap attack, but unfortunately, and almost ironically enough, based on the weird song that played there, he had a heart attack early October 2nd this year and died at the age of 53. You're listening to CITR here, Radio Free Gak on the air. I'm Gak. If you do want to write this station here, since he gave you the WHBI address, you can always write CITR 101.9 FM. That's 6138, so 6138 Sub Boulevard. Unit number is 233. This is in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Canada. Postal code is V as in Victor, 6 T as in Tango, 1 Z as in Zebra, 1. Stick around. After this promo, we're going to dive deep. Make sure you get your wigs ready, get your makeup on. Hedwig is coming up next.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
On August 13th, 1961, a wall was erected down the middle of the city of Berlin. The world was divided by a Cold War, and the Berlin Wall was the most hated symbol of that divide. Reviled, graffitied, spit upon. We thought the wall would stand forever. And now that it's gone, we don't know who we are anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hedwig is like that wall. Standing before you in the divide between East and West, slavery and freedom, man and woman, top and bottom. And you can try and tear her down, but before you do, you must remember one thing.
My sex change operation got boxed. My guardian angel fell asleep on the watch. Now all I've got is a Barbie doll crotch. I've got an angry aunt. 6 inches forward and 5 inches back. I got an angry aunt. 6 inches forward and 5 inches back. I got an angry aunt. I'm from the land where you still hear the cries. I had to get out after several ties. I changed my name. From the operation, I was bleeding down there. I was bleeding from a gash between my legs. It's my first day as a woman. Already it's that time of the month. But 2 days later, the hole closed up. The wound healed and I was left with a one-inch mound of flesh. When my penis used to be, well, my vagina never was. It was a one-inch mound of flesh with a scar running down it like a sideways grimace on an eyeless face. It was just a little buzz. There was an angry head. 6 inches falling, 5 inches back. The train is coming and I'm back to the track. I try to get up, I can't get no slack. I got an angry head, angry head. There I 6 inches falling, 5 inches back. Stay undercover till the train turns to track. I get my hands, I'm set to attack. I got an angry head, angry head.
All right, that song basically gives the quick rundown of how the film is, so... there was John Cameron Mitchell, Stephen Trask, and a dozen more musicians there with Angry Inch, coming from the off-Broadway production and the indie film soundtrack to Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which is this week's soundtrack profile on Radio Free Gag here on CITR Vancouver. And we start off there with a little bit of a Stephen Colbert introduction, which we'll hear a little bit more from off the Wig in a Box compilation charity tribute thing. But let's first focus on the story behind Hedwig here. And it was written by John Cameron Mitchell, along with music and lyrics by composer Stephen Trask. And it evolved slowly after a few random appearances in the mid-90s in New York, in the Village. There was a drag punk show called Squeezebox. And in 1994, Mitchell was encouraged by Trask, who was playing in the band there. And Mitchell's boyfriend at the time was the bassist as well. So Hedwig started off as a composite of the younger Mitchell and a babysitter of his from back in Kansas, who was a former German who still worked as a prostitute. Now, originally, Squeezebox, you had originally used a series of covers by Fleetwood Mac, Cher, David Bowie, and Velvet Underground, to name a few here, to provide at least the soundtrack for Mitchell as he performed as Hedwig. But over time, as they shaped the music into the musical that it would become, they intended to use those covers and create original songs. And we'll actually hear a few of them coming up shortly here. But the important thing, as opposed to most other musicals, was that they didn't actually work in the theatrical world for it. They actually performed in clubs, in rock venues, and the Squeezebox performance there just keep the energy levels that they intended for it. And over time, and I think even Debbie Harris from Blondie appeared once there as he was performing. Eventually, Mitchell acquired the infamous Hedwig wig itself, and by 1998, Hedwig and the Angry Inch debuted off-Broadway, setting off a massive buzz as it went from New York to Los Angeles to London's West End, and it set off enough to that culminated in the 2001 film that Mitchell directed. So we'll kick things off here with a part of the introductory music, although we'll actually hear Spoon's cover a little bit later, but what happened is Trask used Plato's Symposium, dating back to the Greek era, and he sort of did a picture book telling of the story of how love was created here. And musicians in the background include Husker Du's Bob Mould and Scott McCloud, along with, as I said, hundreds of others pretty well. So let's start the set off here from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. This is The Origin of Love. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
Faces peering out of one giant head, so they could watch all around them as they talked while they read, and they never knew nothing of love. It was before the original love. Sexes, then one that looked like two men glued up back to back. They called the children of the sun, and similar in shape and girth was the children of the earth. They broke out, two girls rolled up in one, and the children of the moon was like a fork shoved on a spoon. They was but some part of Pandora Pajan. Grew quite scared of our strength and defiance, and Thor said, I'm gonna kill them all with my hammer, like I killed the giants. But Zeus said, no, you better let me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off the whales, dinosaurs and the lizards. And then he grabbed up some bolts, he let out a laugh, said, I'll split them right down the middle. Gonna cut them right up in half. And the storm clouds gathered above into great balls of fire. And then fire shot down from the sky in bolts like shining blades of the night. And it ripped right through the flesh.
like this when the world's a bit amiss and the lights go down across the trailer park. I get down, I feel hot, feel on the verge of going mad, and then it's time to punch the clock. I put on some makeup, down on the tip deck, and put the wig back on my head. Suddenly I'm Miss Midwest Midnight Checkout Queen, until I head home and I put myself to bed. I look back on where I'm from, look at the woman I become, and the strangest things seem suddenly routine. I look up from my vermouth on the rocks, a gift wrapped wig still in the box of towering velveteen. I put on some makeup, some love and breakup. I'm pulling the wig down from myself. Suddenly I'm Miss Beehive 1963, until I wake up and I turn back to myself.
started off with The Origin of Love before the sing-along that is Wig in a Box. Then we heard the rock crunch there of Exquisite Corpse before ending with Hedwig's version of Wicked Little Town, all from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, featuring Stephen Trask and John Cameron Mitchell, who directed the 2001 film adaptation of his little musical there. And the Hedwig version of Wicked Little Town stands in profile to what's called the Tom Ignatius version, which rocks a bit harder since in the film, after Hedwig had immigrated from Germany to the States and met the young man that would become Tom Ignatius, and that Hedwig thought was his love, Tommy stole all his songs. So there's a bit of a stalking situation as he follows him across with his tour. Hedwig had had a profound effect theatrically, to the point that there have been numerous productions worldwide since its debut, including performances with fan base, well, called the Headheads, in Korea, Japan, and Australia. And there's been several cover songs from the musical itself, too, along Type O Negative did a cover as well to Meatloaf. Back in 2003, though, Off Records assembled a charity tribute album called Wig in a Box to benefit the Harvey Milk High School in New York, which is a place named after the assassinated gay politician for a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and otherwise just a questioning youth to safely complete their secondary education. So what we'll do right now is we'll listen to a couple tracks here. I haven't decided the second one yet, as I'm sort of flip-flopping between hearing a song that we've already heard or just something else, but we'll start off here with Spoon covering Tear Me Down.
Tear me down. You want me, baby, I'll tell you. me now. Try and tear me down. Try and tear me down. Try and tear me down.
Started off that little quick set there was Spoon with their take of Tear Me Down, and then we heard Frank Black with Sugar Daddy, both off the Wig in a Box compilation songs from and inspired by Hedwig and the Angry Inch charity album for Harvey Milk High School there. The album includes performances also by Rufus Wainwright, there, Sleater-Kinney, They Might Be Giants, Robin Hitchcock, Polyphonic Spree, Yola Tango, joined by Yoko Ono, and then Cyndi Lauper with Minus Five. And also on this compilation as well, too, is The Breeders. So what happened as part of the serendipity and the goodwill behind this album as well, too, is that once The Breeders, or Kim Deal, found out that her former fellow Pixie, Frank Black, was involved with that, she got in touch with the producer and asked if it was okay to get in touch again with Frank Black Francis there. And as part of their work with Pinewood in the Box, they started talking together for the first time since 1993, which eventually led up to the reunion tours that's been happening since 2004. So that's about it for Radio Free Gank here this week. Coming up at 9 p.m. tonight, here is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, producing scientifically proven sounds to help digest any meals that you've had. Next week, I'm still sort of tossing things up in the air, but right now I think I'm going to focus on English composer John Barry, some of the pieces from James Bond, some pieces from some of his other piece works from the 60s, 70s, 80s. I think he even did some 90s work as well, too, but it'll be sort of across the board. I'm not sure if I'll do the whole show on it yet or not, or if there's anything else I'm going to throw it in there. Otherwise, if you missed any of this week's show, you can download the podcast like 29 other people do. Just as an MP3 that you can pick up through an XML field. Just go to CITR.ca. Subscribe to it that way. Otherwise, in the background here from Montreal, we're listening to Acufen. And in 2002, he released a weird little EP where everything's reversed. So it's the titles for it are Nefuka. The song is called Polytrick, but I'm not going to pronounce it backwards. And Acufen, in the mid-2000s, focused on Micro House. Here we chopped up a whole bunch of samples to release something new and then pastiched it that way. So enjoy yourselves, and we'll see you in 7 days.
De plus en plus de citoyens, les jeunes en particulier, se désintéressent de la politique.
Is there any doubt that you're listening to CITR FM and